Missouri money laundering.
They join with every major newspaper in our state to endorse Chris Koster, saying Koster is a force for effective public service and far better prepared to be governor.
Paid for by Koster for Missouri, Gary Mallory, treasurer.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Lewis.
A show business icon is coming live. The St. Louis International Film Festival presents An Evening with Jerry Lewis.
Ordinarily, I do not like to deviate, but I've been a deviant for some time.
Jerry Lewis, Saturday, November 12th at the Family Arena. An evening of jokes, songs, and incredible stories from a lifetime of show business.
I'm not well. Do you have a mind off?
Tickets available at the Family Arena box office or online at MetroTix.com.
I think I'm crazy. You're paying.
The Cirque Musica Holiday Spectacular is coming to your city. A fun-filled family holiday event featuring the cast of Cirque Musica, together with all-time favorite holiday songs performed by a live orchestra. Journey into a world of high-flying adventure with amazing aerialists, acrobats, hilarious hijinks, and holiday cheer, too. Together with your favorite holiday hits performed live with the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. December 15th, 7:30 p.m., the Family Arena. Tickets on sale at the Family Arena box office or online at MetroTix.com. Presented by the St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
Katie Stewart's campaign received hundreds of thousands in campaign cash from Chicago political boss Mike Madigan. It's no wonder Katie Stewart supports Senate Bill 231 to bail out Chicago, taking $20 million away from Metro East schools. If Madigan and Stewart win, they'll pass Madigan's unbalanced budget. That will force a massive tax hike on Illinois families. Now she wants to be state representative? No way. A vote for Stewart is a vote for Mike Madigan. Vote no on Katie Stewart.
Dwight K. is bringing common sense back to state government. K. sponsored legislation to prevent lawmakers from getting paid if they don't pass a budget. He even cut his pay and refused the pension lawmakers receive. Dwight K. supports term limits on career politicians and will continue to expose corruption in our state government. This year, K. secured more money for our schools and supports a plan to make sure our schools are fully funded every year. Dwight K. for state representative. He's working for us in the Metro East. Paid for by Citizens for K.
Republicans and Democrats agree. Kurt Prenzler is not fit to be Madison County Board Chairman. As Madison County Treasurer, Prenzler has cost taxpayers over $5 million, mismanaging county investments while giving 55% raises to political cronies on the treasurer's payroll. But there's more. A jury found Prenzler guilty of discrimination for firing a disabled employee with a life-threatening illness, costing taxpayers nearly $1 million. And Prenzler runs a daycare center called Unsafe by health officials. Over 100 safety violations, rat droppings, roaches throughout, putting children at risk. Shame on Kurt Prenzler. Fortunately, we can vote for Alan Dunston. Under Alan Dunston, Madison County has cut property taxes 2 years in a row, balanced its budget, has zero debt, new jobs, building a better county for everyone. Alan Dunston for Madison County Board Chairman. He works for us. Paid for by Citizens for Dunston.
Are your muscles and joints always tired? Hi, Willie Hayes here for Original Blue Emu Super Strength Cream. The easiest way to soothe those tired muscles and joints. Original Blue Emu is not like any ordinary cream. It's America's number one emu oil formulated topical cream. It's odor free and simple as 1, 2, 3. Find out why there's so many loyal users. Give Original Blue Emu a try today. Yes, I said today. Available at nationwide retailers.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti, host of the Superior Healthcare Radio Show, where we will empower you to overcome health issues.
The Superior Healthcare Radio Show, this Saturday at 8 p.m.
Stop playing with them.
His partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. We're full of tech and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of.
flower arranging skills, painting skills, quilting skills.
Napoleon Dynamite. I need to watch it again.
Oh, I know.
Like every 3 years. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the, I can't believe it either, the day before Election Day, the November 7th edition Opinions Playhouse. You know, to a lot of people, see, he knows, and I think I have to wait till this.
You can't do it.
I didn't forget. The November 7th edition Opinions Playhouse is brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. They remodeled our kitchen and every bathroom in our house over a period of years. We'll talk after this.
Hey!
Well, let's see who's at the control board today. They've given me a note telling me who it is.
Is somebody different?
I don't know. Today, our control board operator is Eon the Peon.
Oh, hey.
Oh, Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
Wait a minute, that's me.
That's me.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you would like to find out how much money it is going to take for you to retire comfortably, it would be a smart idea to sit down for a no-cost or obligation meeting with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to MarkandJason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
Yeah.
Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. You know, he did some work for both Trump and Hillary. He never talked about it.
Really?
No, he's modest. I just found that out today. Huh. Yeah, he's all over the place. Bernice is not all over. Well, she is all over the place because she's in heaven. I think when you're in heaven, you kind of look down and you get the scope of, you know, everything. And Red Boy, it's too late now, but he's got a great idea 4 years from now. Wow, think about that. We got to start all this over again in about 2.5 years.
Oh, my goodness, you're
because,
right.
18 months out, they started it. Holy cow. He wants to do edible T-shirts so that when the campaign is over, you just eat your campaign T-shirt.
Really?
What do you call them? What teas?
Teas.
Cheese teas.
Oh.
I like it. It's a cheese T-shirt. I like it, Rat Boy. He's going to work on that. He's got 2.5 years to get him ready. Would you please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra? Understand, Mr. Cleveland will be joining us.
Yes.
He's on the way. And Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home is the sponsor for the Playhouse today. It's the second longest running advertiser the show has. 21 years. Thompson Price has been part of this show. And for the people who are listening who make the decision about how to advertise, you need to talk to people like John Landoff and Tom Price, and we can give you a list of people that have been on for years and years and years. And the reason they're still here is because it works, because if you do it right and let it work, it works. This is a very responsive, passionate, loyal audience. And Tom Price knows that. His people know that. Every day that we're on the air, his crew is in at least one or two or three kitchens or bathrooms, completely remodeling them because the homeowner is AM and the PM. And we don't care if you talk to other kitchen and bath people. In fact, I'd like for you to do that. In fact, I'd prefer you do that. Just like if you're shopping for a car, I'd like you to go to somebody besides Landoff, because that's the only way you're going to see the difference. You're going to be able to tell by the process that you go through who's going to give you the best finished product. And in this case, I think it's going to be, in fact, I'm pretty sure it's going to be Tom Price. And I say pretty sure because I don't know everybody that's out there and in the business. I don't need to know. I know who supports this show and who does quality work and gives you your money's worth, and that's Thompson Price. Now all you need is a website and a showroom. The showroom is in De Pere. It's about a quarter mile east of 270. As you're going east, and it's on Manchester. So about a quarter mile east of 270. On your left, you'll see McAllister's Deli. Cha-ching, free chili. I never have gotten it yet, but maybe. And right next door there is Thompson Price's showroom. It's a beautiful showroom, and there's some wonderful examples of things they can do. But that's about 1% of the possibilities. They need to get with you. You get with them. You show them your ideas. Pictures out of a magazine. A lot of women like to do that. They can do that. Probably just about anything you show them, they go, yeah, we can do that. Unless they know it's a bad idea. Unless they know it's crap and it's not going to hold up, they're not going to do it. So work with them. They'll work with you. And the end result is the perfect kitchen or bathroom. The kitchen or bathroom you would never, ever have found if you looked at every house for sale in the United States. That kitchen or bathroom wouldn't be in there because this is the one and the only one built specifically for you. Thompson Price. Make sure the name Price is in at least one of the companies you speak with before you make what I think is a big decision, because if it's done right, it's not inexpensive. So make sure you do it right. Make sure you talk to the folks at Thompson Price. ThompsonPrice.com. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Listen, you're out tomorrow night and you decide to get drunk because your candidate didn't win and you're all bummed out. Take a Laclede Cab home. Don't be stupid. It's easy. It's STL Taxi. That's the app. Download it. It's free. And then when you're ready to go, and you go, well, I need to get a ride home. Oh. Phone out. That was an impression of a drunk guy. I wasn't really belching. That was an impression. Like Foster Brooks, but not as good. Laclede Cab is proud now to present Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So, of course, this weekend we set the clocks back. At least I hope you set your clocks back. Also the weekend to check your smoke detectors, of course, to do that. And a new study shows that elderly folks may not wake up to the sound of those high-pitched smoke detectors. Mm. Researchers suggest you use a more familiar noise, like episodes of Matlock. Oh. I get them up every time.
Hillary thought that was funny.
If I have to listen to 4 years of that, I'm going to kill myself.
Oh, no, come on now.
I don't hear that, the cackling. Gorgeous last weekend, though, of the 2016 presidential campaign. Particularly beautiful up in North Carolina, where Mrs. Clinton had been campaigning. In fact, so nice yesterday, Mrs. Clinton claimed she was ducking for cover and dodging UV rays.
Oh, boy. She likes it. She likes these jokes about her.
I'm begging you to stop.
Okay, I'm stopping. I'm officially stopped.
Thank you. In Los Angeles, a 500-pound man was arrested for stealing food from a restaurant. And 500 pounds of stealing food from a restaurant, you know, this could be the guy that gets Rosie O'Donnell interested in men again.
I don't think so.
And finally, this act.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think Rosie, she's a woman's woman.
That's right. Yes. Oh, you know, by the way, this is not a joke, but, you know, Janet Reno died over the weekend. We did a lot of jokes about Janet.
Well, you know what? I'm not kidding. I didn't see one thing about this.
Yeah. You missed it? Yeah. It was all...
died yesterday, I believe. Yeah.
It was on the news this morning.
Wow. Can we still do the jokes, or do we have to wait a while?
No, I wouldn't do jokes now that she's dead.
We'll wait.
We'll wait for a little while.
We'll wait till Monday. next Monday.
A South Florida first grader in big trouble after attacking a fellow student with a knife in the bathroom. And O.J. Simpson, however, called it the feel-good story of the year.
I knew you'd do that feel-good thing.
I only have a few things, you know. I've got a small selection of material. O.J., Rosie, right. Hillary.
That's all right.
Can I go now?
Yeah.
All right. The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis on Bill Cleveland off of 850 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Okay.
There he goes. Bill Cleveland. I'm going to tell you what I did today, and be honest, both of you.
All right.
And tell me if you've ever done this, and you know you have. I was in a... it was a fast food place. I'm watching what I eat, but I was really hungry. And since I lost this weight, this 35 pounds, I have not had a mech anything for 4 months. So I wanted a sausage McMuffin with scrambled eggs. And I treated myself to that. So I went in to get it because the car line was kind of long. And while I was there, I thought, well, I need to go pee because I don't know if you know, folks, I have an enlarged prostate. And this is very personal, but I don't mind sharing it. So I had to go. And when you got to go, you got to go. And I walked over and the door was locked, which, of course, meant there's somebody in there. So I stood and I waited. At about the 4 minute mark, I took off. And you know why? That means he's pooping.
Oh.
He was in there. No. Yeah. You know you've done this.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you know the guy ahead of you is pooping,
mm-hmm.
I'll take it down the street to the next stop because I don't know. I don't want to.
So it was
in.
Only because I thought most of those places have like multi urinal
no,
and a toilet.
No,
really?
It was locked. I mean, there was somebody in there dropping the kids off at the pool.
So it was a one-holer in there.
It was, yeah. Time. And I left.
Because you didn't just go in the women's and lock it?
You know, I could have pulled that. I don't know my gender. I could have done
that.
Anymore, you could probably do that.
Heck yeah.
If anybody said anything, hey, you just came out of the women's room. I go, hey, gender identity crisis.
Yeah.
I'm really a woman.
I have no idea who I am, and I sit down when I pee.
So leave me alone or I'll sue you.
Yeah.
That's what I should do next time. There's a Geico commercial, and like most Geico commercials, I have no idea how, in any way, it gets people to change insurance companies, but they're very creative. Some of them are very, very clever. And I guess they work or they wouldn't keep doing them. I don't personally choose an insurance company because there's a lizard or something on it, but they've got one now. And it's not so much that it's a great commercial, but the content, I saw it for the first time last night, and that little gecko is standing in the middle of a street. Have you seen this? And
no.
He's in the actual street that separates Bristol, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, I have seen
from
it.
Bristol, Virginia.
Yeah.
So think about that. We've talked about time zone changes before, that there are places in this country where the people across the street from you, it can be an hour's time difference. And how confusing it would be if you have an appointment, let's say a doctor's appointment, and it's two blocks away, but your 5 o'clock is their 4 o'clock, and so you get it's all screwed up. You get the wrong time. Check this out. This street, the center line of the street is the state line. So all the businesses, because it's where they shot it was in the middle of this little town of the downtown section of Bristol. All the businesses on one side of the street are in Bristol, Virginia, and the other side they're in two different states, Bristol, Tennessee. Now, how weird would that be? That has to be just hard to kind of fathom. The time zone thing, though, would be worse.
Oh, the time zone thing, I've experienced that up in Santa Claus, Indiana, because Holiday World is in the central time zone, and right down the street, or we stayed one time in a hotel.
Would be the
which
Eastern?
Which is like 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes down the road. It becomes the Eastern time zone.
So if you said we had a reservation for 5 o'clock, they go, yeah, that was an hour ago.
Yeah. Or you go, like Holiday World closes at 9, and then they say the pool at the hotel closes at 10. So you drive back, you think, oh, we still have an hour. You drive back, and nope, the pool's closed.
I think that would be weirder than the state line thing, but I just thought that's a very interesting thing that they brought to our attention. Again, I don't know if it's an effective, the only way to know if it's an effective commercial or not is go look at the how many new insured customers they have because of it. A peon tipped me off to a story. It's not a joke. My grandson's really into the Marvel comic superheroes, and this is not a joke. They're introducing some new superheroes who all have bowel issues.
Like, I couldn't believe that when I saw that.
Yeah, like IBS.
I mean, I understand that's a condition, but I don't know why you have to make a superhero.
Now,
I guess for kids,
how does that work in a cartoon or a movie? Hey, Flash,
we need to get down to the Capitol building. The governor's in trouble. I'll be right with you. Oh,
I mean, how does that tie in?
Hold on. Turn the fan on. Good grief.
Robin?
Oh, yeah. I snorted.
Oh, you did snort.
I haven't snorted in a long time. I was overdue for a snort. And real quickly, Saturday Night Live. Did you watch it, anybody?
No.
I have always been, for years, a big fan of Saturday Night Live. I can tell you pretty much most every season I give it a chance. And again, horrible, horrible, horrible. The new people, the writing. But in this case, it was saved by Bill Murray's appearance.
Oh, really?
With the Chicago Cubs.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
You didn't like it?
Well,
come on. Forget the Cubs part. I thought that was great.
Well, I mean, no. Yeah,
I thought it was great. And did you see the singer, Beyonce's sister, whatever her name is?
No.
Yeah, that's her sister.
Beyonce.
No, Beyonce B. That's good. That's very.
That is not good.
It was good. Give him credit. Come on. Whatever. She's got one of those one name Shaquana or one of those deals. But again, they continue to just, my goodness, not even be a shadow of what it used to be. Come on, Lauren Michaels, find some better people.
We didn't watch Saturday Night Live because I took Sandy to her first ever hockey game. She had never been to see the Blues play or a pro hockey game at all.
Did she like it?
She loved it.
Or did she just act like she
No, she absolutely loved it.
Sometimes the girls on a date, I don't care how long you've been together, they act like they like things to get you to marry them.
And then when you
marry them, they go, by the way, I've always hated that.
And this game went into overtime, and the Blues ended up winning with less than a minute to go in overtime. So we won the game. We tailgated with some friends, and we were on the Kiss Cam.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Good for you.
Oh, yeah.
Good for you. My wife and I like to try to get on the Fight Cam. They need to have the Argue Cam or the Fight Cam. We could get on that.
We would be on that one.
Oh, man, all the time. Ladies, get in here, please. Peon Huang, you haven't been married long enough to fight a lot.
Ooh, that's nice.
Not married enough, but we were together for quite a while before we got married. So that's those years are
time served.
Yes, exactly.
Time served. That's two good things you said.
Hey.
Two funny things you said. Wow, this is your day.
Oh, man.
So I got a request by email to tell this. I think it's been long enough. We can tell it again. This couple has twin boys. And they live on the ocean, and they're trying to decide about names for the boys. And the dad says, you know what, I got an idea. He said, have you noticed that the one son in the crib, he always likes to face toward the ocean. And the other one faces away from the ocean. Let's name the boys Toward and Away. And his wife says, well, that's very odd names. He says, nah, who cares? Different, something different. We got enough Bobbies and Jimmies and Toward and Away. And the more she thinks about it, she thinks, yeah, I want our boys to be different. One faces toward the ocean when he sleeps, the other one away. Okay, Toward and Away. Those are their names. Now, their dad's a fisherman, professional fisherman, like those shows you watch on TV, National Geographic, that ice fishing, hard, hard life. And he's hoping the boys will follow in his footsteps and let him, you know, teach them how to be professional fishermen. And sure enough, from the time they can stand and walk and hold a rod and reel, they love fishing. They love to go fishing with their dad. Well, they turn 18, and it's time for the first big outing where they're gone with dad for 3 months on one of these way out in the ocean fishing expeditions. And so they get all their gear, and they kiss mom goodbye, and he kisses his wife goodbye. And he says, honey, we'll see you in 3 months. He says, take care of my boys. Take care of Toward and Away. Everybody, please be careful. He goes, don't worry, we'll be fine. Well, 3 months go by, and they don't return. 3.5 months, no word, nothing. The Coast Guard's looking. I mean, now she's in a panic. After 5 months, one day, she's at the sink washing dishes. That's what women do. They wash dishes, and this takes place in the good old days. And she looks up, and here comes her husband
just he can barely walk. He's so weak. His clothes tattered. His filthy beard. He hasn't shaved. He collapses at the door. She says, "Oh my goodness, honey, I thought you were dead." Mike, what happened? He's so weak he can't talk. So she gives him some soup and kind of nurses him back to health. In a couple of days, he's got enough strength. He could tell the story. She says, "Honey, where are the boys? Where's Tord? Where's Away?" He said, "Sit down, honey. You need to sit down to hear this." He said, "We were out there. It was 2 months out. And the boys, and the chances of this happening are, my goodness, one in a million. They both at the same time hook, each one hooks a monster fish. They're strapped in the chairs. They got their fishing poles. And boom, boom, one like that. Big monster fish." And Tord is yelling, "I got a big one, I got a huge, I got a monster." And Award is yelling, me too, and their rods are just bent all the way over. I thought they were going to snap, and they're working, and they're fighting, and they're fighting, and they're working, and they're reeling, and they're letting out the drag, and they're and then he starts crying. She says, "What, honey? What?" He said, I looked over at Tord, and he looked at me, and as the fish ripped him out of his seat, it was so powerful, as he's flying through the air, he says, "I love you, Daddy. Tell Mom I love her." In the ocean. That big monster fish was so strong. He fought it. I'll tell you what, my boy fought it for 3 hours, but the fish got the better of Tord, and that big monster took our son Tord into the depths of the ocean. She says, "Oh my God, that must have been some big fish to rip Tord out of his seat." He said, "It was, but you should have seen the one that got away."
Alrighty, let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, the early darkness has made traffic much, much heavier and more dangerous because we've got a new accident now on southbound 55 at Bayless. The left lane was blocked. Traffic is backed up to Loughborough. Southbound 270 now, the gaps have filled in. You're jammed up from Page all the way down through Doherty Ferry. You have eastbound Highway 70. That's running slow from Jennings Station through Hanley. Westbound Highway 70. Eastbound Highway 70, that's pretty heavy now at the Rock Road through Lindbergh and Cypress. On the eastbound Highway 270, that's still not that bad. You're just jammed up midway between McDonald and Lindbergh, and that goes through New Florissant. Westbound 44, slow Soccer Park out through Bowles, and then eastbound 40 downtown, that slow Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Put some smarts in your car. Plug in Hum by Verizon to get vehicle diagnostics, emergency assistance, vehicle location, and more. For a smarter, safer, more connected car, go to hum.com. I'm Tim Weiland with your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. I mentioned earlier that today's the day before Election Day. I failed to acknowledge the people to whom this is just another sleepy, dusty Delta day. Yes! Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Dan. Dan took me off. He wrote me up. There it is. Okay, now back to more commercials. Thank you.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
My name is Bill Otto. I'm a grandfather. And while all of my kids and grandkids are amazing, since I've been running for Congress, it's my three granddaughters, Alexis, Rayanne, and little Lorelei, that I find myself thinking about a lot, especially in relation to Congresswoman Ann Wagner's record on women's issues. Ann Wagner is against equal pay for women. Ann Wagner voted against the much-needed Violence Against Women Act. And Ann Wagner believes big government should be making reproductive health choices for Missouri women. And Ann Wagner endorsed Donald Trump. Ann Wagner has turned her back on Missouri women. Could you look at your daughter or granddaughter and explain to her why you voted for Ann Wagner? I certainly couldn't. Thankfully, we have a better choice for all of us. Please vote Bill Otto for Congress on Tuesday, November 8th.
Paid for by Bill Otto for Congress.
This is Jim McMillan, and I want to invite you to Rolling Ridge Nursery this coming Sunday for a day you'll long remember. It's our annual Christmas show now combined with the Webster Groves Historical Society's Christmas Market. Over 60 vendors carefully selected, covers 2 acres. Jewelry, baked goods, cutting boards, art glass, paintings, scarves, children's clothing, and so much more. No reps selling goods from China, all local craftsmen. Of course, the refreshments, Christmas tree seedlings, bird food samples, and live music are all free. And we'll feature our opening of our popular decoration center and living art designs using unusual plants, succulents, and locally made pottery. It's the Christmas show and Christmas market this Sunday from 10 to 4, right here at Rolling Ridge Nursery. There's plenty of parking in Old Webster. Just hop on the trolley and stop right at our front door. I'll see you here.
About representing your values, but only Ann Wagner actually walks the walk. Only Ann Wagner has voted to cut spending, rein in an out-of-control Obama administration, and protect our families. When it was time to stand against Obamacare, Ann Wagner was there, fighting to return health care decisions back to individuals and families just like you. When budget cuts threatened to shut down production of key military aircraft, Ann Wagner stepped in, fought for and saved those 13,000 local and small business jobs in Missouri. And when she found that 300,000 American children were at risk of being trafficked every year, Ann Wagner stood up and passed a bill, the SAVE Act, that protects women and children from online sex trafficking and puts traffickers in jail. Ann Wagner for Congress, the leader we can trust.
I'm Ann Wagner, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Ann Wagner for Congress.
When you're opening a new office location, but deadlines don't let up, you need to make sure your team can start working fast, which means all of a sudden, you're looking to buy new conference tables and chairs, laptops and whiteboards quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com. When your business is construction and you get a big job that has to be done in record time, you need to get the ball rolling, which means all of a sudden, you're looking to buy enough sheetrock and lumber, steel, and other materials quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com.
Katie Stewart's campaign received hundreds of thousands in campaign cash from Chicago political boss Mike Madigan. It's no wonder Katie Stewart supports Senate Bill 231 to bail out Chicago, taking $20 million away from Metro East schools. If Madigan and Stewart win, they'll pass Madigan's unbalanced budget. That will force a massive tax hike on Illinois families. Now she wants to be state representative? No way. A vote for Stewart is a vote for Mike Madigan. Vote no on Katie Stewart.
Dwight K. is bringing common sense back to state government. K. sponsored legislation to prevent lawmakers from getting paid if they don't pass a budget. He even cut his pay and refused the pension lawmakers receive. Dwight K. supports term limits on career politicians and will continue to expose corruption in our state government. This year, K. secured more money for our schools and supports a plan to make sure our schools are fully funded every year. Dwight K. for state representative. He's working for us in the Metro East. Paid for by Citizens for K.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend, John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Ah, the sounds of silence. The kids are back to school, and now you can focus on your home appliances. Whether you're looking for a dependable front load or a top load high efficiency washer and dryer set to clean those filthy soccer uniforms, Appliance Discounters is a place to go for GE laundry sets. Or you may be in the market for cooking appliances or a refrigerator. Whatever it may be, when it comes to Appliance Discounters, we have you covered with 6 locations and GE kitchen appliances at the lowest price, along with huge rebates. Visit us in store or at the AppliancedIscounters.com.
There have been a lot of opinions flying around about Amendment 3, and it's true that with every issue, special interests back both sides. But at the end of the day, I'm voting for my kids. I'm voting yes to Amendment 3. Missouri is near the bottom in the nation for providing pre-K. Amendment 3 fixes that. 20,000 kids get to go to pre-K for the first time. And the funds are only good for children and families. Missouri's kids need your help. Vote yes to Amendment 3 for their future and yours.
Paid for by Vote Yes on 3 for Kids. Mark Ellinger, Treasurer.
Quartz, not gallons or pints. We're talking about the stone.
Quartz. And it's not just for watch batteries. It can actually beautify your kitchen and bath and increase the resale value of your home. If you haven't seen the new look of Quartz countertops in person, what are you waiting for? With top brand names like Caesar Stone, Silestone, and Polar Stone in stock, E&B Granite has the absolute largest selection of marble look quartz in the region. Choose from over 100 colors and styles of brilliant quartz at the best prices in town. Visit E&B Granite today on Manchester Road near Hampton.
You may have seen all these national companies advertising reverse mortgages on television, but Vincent Mortgage is your local source. If you are 62 years or older and you have equity in your home, you very well may qualify for a reverse mortgage. Call 314-839-9999 today and let Vincent Mortgage help you enjoy a stress-free retirement. 314-839-9999.
Come visit us at 12801 Flushing Meadows Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63131. NMLS number 225095.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Are you prepared for the next market crash? Do you think you're overpaying in fees? Well, listen to Rethinking Retirement every Sunday at 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. with your host, Marvin Mitchell. This is the show that we position you for a safe and secure retirement.
I'm going to jump right in. We're going to Southern California check in with Mike Evans. We are really late today, and that is my fault. That joke should have been started 3 minutes earlier. Mike Evans brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're right next door to each other on the east end of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. And gift cards to either Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse, always a good idea. Here's Mike Evans. That and make it up to you tomorrow.
No problem. Name the name of the hot star whose parents are world-renowned trial attorneys. Emma Roberts, Emma Watson, Emma Stone, Emily Blunt.
Eminem. Sorry.
Okay. TV news, I got a whole bunch of TV items for us today. I told you Chinese companies are trying to buy Hollywood. First, they spent $1 billion to Dick Clark Productions. Now they've bought the rights to the Golden Globe Awards. Love nuggets regarding the world champion Chicago Cub fans that just can't get enough. Probably not many there in St. Louis, but they're going to be on Jimmy Kimmel and on the Jimmy Fallon Show tonight. There is a Michael Jackson TV biopic coming. Details are sketchy, however.
And there's always a however.
It's based on the book entitled Protecting the Truth During the Final Days, written by Michael Jackson's bodyguards. It will basically talk about, the show will be about his parenting skills. Huh. It'll be produced by Motown Records, which I find even more bizarre. I know Big Bang Theory is the number one show on television. However,
and there's always a however in life.
The writing's got just terrible, and the laugh track on the sitcom comes down about every 30 seconds. Oh, it's just terrible. I don't know. Why do they still do that?
I don't know.
It's terrible. With Fox just signing the Simpsons. to the 29th and 30th season. When they finish the 30th season, The Simpsons will surpass the all-time most ever episodes of a scripted TV show with 669, surpassing the show that currently has 635. What is that show?
Ooh, I'm going to say it's a soap opera.
Wow. Oh, yeah, I think so.
I don't think those are scripted.
Oh.
Sure they are.
Soap operas?
Sure they are.
Guinness Book of World Records and the American Federation of Television Radio Artists list Gunsmoke with 635 episodes.
Wow. There's no way. There's no way it was on longer than, like, As the World Turns.
Well, they had two Chesters. They had,
No, they had Chester and Festus.
Festus, that's right, Chester and Festus. Yeah.
You're running his report.
That's right. Yeah.
We only have like 1 minute.
I just got the facts. I mean, you know, you can... Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, just the facts, ma'am.
Thank you.
He put you in your place, Dan.
Freshman class TV report card on CBS, Great Indoors, Matt LeBlanc, Man with a Plan, and Pure Genius, all horrible Fs. New York Post headline, New York Giant football player Eli Apple's mom has a blog, and she's been blasting the Giants owners and the coaches, so she's been barred from the games. And the New York Post headline screams, "Throw Mama from the team."
Nah, that's good.
Happy birthday today, Billy Graham, 98 years old.
He's the greatest.
Wow. Died on this date in 1980. He was 50 years old. Steve McQueen died in Juarez, Mexico, at an experimental clinic using avocado pits to try to cure his incurable lung cancer.
Mm. Mm.
And finally.
Mm.
And finally. I'm not as smart as Mike Tyson. He could tell you how to spell professional. That's what I am.
Yeah, we had time here.
Yeah, normally he could, but yeah.
Didn't have time?
No.
That's sad. Name the name of the hot star whose parents are world-renowned trial attorneys. Emma Roberts, Emma Watson, Emma Stone, Emma Blunt, Emily Blunt.
Emma Stone.
I'll say Emma Stone.
Then I'll say Emma Watson.
The answer is Emma Watson.
Somebody's a genius. Oh. Somebody's a genius.
Wow.
So sad. If you're a genius, call me on time, honey.
Yeah. Tomorrow.
Have a great day, Mike Evans. See you.
See, he keeps like a logbook. Mm-hmm. So now we have to call early because he averages it out for the week. He's like that. That's Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Chesterfield Valley, east of all that other stuff. Please remember gift cards. My goodness, who wouldn't love a gift card from either one of those places? We leave you with a reminder that especially this time of year with packages being delivered, I will tell you that at our house, sometimes there's a UPS delivery or a FedEx delivery, and I don't expect them to go away if nobody's there, so they leave it. They leave it at the front porch. And that's never been an issue at my house because you come to my house and you shouldn't be there. We're in the woods. You get shot. But subdivisions, especially, there are knucklehead teenagers who and older people who watch homes and they watch the patterns and who leaves and comes to work and comes home, what time. And the package is left. Guess what? They go and they snatch it. Not at a home with gateway lock and security surveillance cameras. They won't. If they do, they're stupid. Because you got them. You got them. You got them taking it. You got the vehicle. You got everything. Nice wide angle, ultra high definition, surveillance cameras from Gateway Lock and Security. One of the great ideas to come out of today's technology. You know, it's two things. It's a way to catch the culprit, and it's a way to prevent it from ever happening because a smart criminal, even a smart dumb criminal, will look up and see those cameras. If he has half a brain, he'll go, nah, not this house, not this business. I'm going to get caught. They got cameras. And if they're stupid enough to go ahead and do it, well, you got them. Gateway Lock and Security. Family business, please think about this. Look, in terms of priority, what's more important than security? Is safety. Not much. And remotely, you can check on your property, your business, your warehouse, your store, your restaurant, your home, outside, inside, even at night. They have cameras capable of capturing great pictures as far as 50 feet from the camera in pitch darkness, night vision. Gateway Lock and Security. And yes, they do other things. You'll find out what all those are when you go to their website. And I hope you will. GatewayLockandSecurity.com.
need me.
Time for a final check on traffic this afternoon. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on here. We've got this accident southbound 55 at Bayless that's got the left lane block. You're back up to 4500 South Broadway. You've got an accident on westbound 5564 just after 3rd Street. Only the right lane is getting through, and that's got you backed up all the way to the 70 split. If you're traveling on eastbound Highway 64 at Baugh, an accident has the left lane partially blocked. A new crash now just reported at Manchester and McLeod Station. Southbound 270 still has stop-and-go traffic from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report is brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Put some smarts in your car. Plug in Hum by Verizon to get vehicle diagnostics, emergency assistance, vehicle location, and more. For a smarter, safer, more connected car, go to hum.com. I'm Tim Weiland with your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 2250-95. There are two steps to voting. Step one, vote. Step two, listen to the results on KTRS. After you visit the voting booth, keep it on the big 550.
I'm Colin Jeffrey, KTRS News Director, along with reporters Jessica Machetta and Jill Enders. We'll have election night coverage. We'll also be joined by local political analysts Tyler Holman and Braxton Payne. And then for national races, we'll be checking in with ABC News.
The 2016 election results are right here on the Big 550 KTRS, live and local.
At Buffalo Wild Wings, try their next sauce creation, kickin' honey garlic. Sweet with a little kick, this sauce was made for kickoff while supplies last. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
We are in Belleville tonight as an injured officer shot in the face by a double murder suspect is honored.
Plus, remembering two little boys killed by their father over the weekend, how their school is helping classmates cope.
Beautiful day, could be a postcard shot for St. Louis until you look closer. Graffiti, again, is it ruining our city?
Fox 2 News starts now with breaking news.
And thank you for joining us on this hour-long edition of Fox 2 News at 6. We start with our breaking news. A search is on right now for a missing woman and a young child.
Authorities and search crews are combing an area southwest of Marissa, Illinois. That's in St. Clair County. Bomarito